We are in Daf Tes Amud Beis. I'd like to again start over the sugya from the Mishnah. Try perhaps to elaborate and a little clearer the sugya, which is a very, very difficult sugya with many shitas. Let's just try to get one klore shita in the sugya. In shitas Rashi and shitas Taisvis. Zok the Mishnah ha'isa sukosei tachas ha'ilom. Kilu aso b'soich habayis. A sukkah that's under Elon is kilu aso b'soich habayis. Sukkah al gabi sukkah. Ho yoino ksheiro v'atachtoine psulo. Tab yudo imer im ein di yoirim bol yoino ha'tachtoine ksheiro. Zog de gemora oma rove. Lo yishonu elo b'ilon shetzilsoi merube mechamsoi. When is the sukkah Tachas Ilon Posel, when the Ilon is still say merube mechamsoi, abo chamsoi merube mitzilosoi, ksheir. Mimai midiktoni kilo aso besoi chabayis. Lomeli lemisni kilo aso besoi chabayis, lisni psula. Later we'll see in the Baraisa, we learn out from the word sukkas, that sukkatachas Ilon is posel, sukkatachas sukkah is posel, sukkatachas abayis is posel. So there's no Yisroin in the psul of Sukkatachas Abayis than Sukkatachas Ilom. Is lomali lemisne kilo aso besoich abayis, lisne psulo. Aloke mashmalon de Ilom dumye de bayis. Abayis silsoi merube mechamsoi, af Ilom silsoi merube mechamsoi. So the psul is only when it's silsoi merube mechamsoi. Now the Gemara is further, and here's where all the problems start. V'chichamsoi merube mitzilosoi mayhavet. So why is it good? V'chichamsoi merube mitzilosoi. Hakamitztarev schach posel bahadi schach kosher. Yevatziruf of schach posel together with schach kosher. Amarav popo b'shechofto. Now let us see Rashi. Hokametztarev schach posel. Now, let us, before we see Rashi, let us just explain that there are two mahalchim, how to learn pshat in the Gemara. One mahalch is hokametztarev schach posel bahadi schach kosher. Is the Gemara for some reason learned that the sukkah hatachtoino is chamsoi merube mitzilosoi, and you're using the tzeil of the ilon to be mashlim the tzeil of the sukkah. Why the Gemara learned like that? Because Taisva says, or else is bachlau no chiddish in what Rove is saying. Rove is saying if it's chamsei merubim mitzilosa, it's kosher. No, fashteitzich, it's kosher. What's wrong? It's not a sukkah tachas ilon. What could be wrong? So Kol Choch Rovim comes to tell us that even though the sukkah is chamsei merubim mitzilosa, and the ilon is mashlim detail, that's called kometztarev schach posel b'hadi schach kosher, it's still good. That's the Gemara's kasha. Why is it good? You have mitzarab schach posel, badi schach kosher. And that the Gemara answers b'shechofton. And b'shechofton will mean that it was me. He mixed it up. He was mevatel it. And some mele, so shteta chachidish, that the two bittles are din bittel, and the schach posel becomes schach kosher. That is one way to learn pshat in the Gemara. Taisvis learns this pshat in the Gemara. Then there's another way to learn pshat in the Gemara. We had mentioned yesterday the Ran, the Shitas Arabio, that they learn pshat in the Gemara that it's speaking about that the sukkah tachtoine is tzilsa meruba mechamse. Afal pikein, since the Elon is casting shade over the sukkah, and the ike tzeil is coming from the ilon, because the ilon is blocking the rays of the sun. So whatever is chach kosher is keneged this, the ilon, the anfe ilon is command the lesser. That means we look at the schacha el yoin, and that is what's creating the tzeil. So the Gemara is asking a meira dike kashe, haka mitztarev schach posel bahadi schach kosher, since there is an ilon, which is spread over the suke, so even though the ilon is chamsoy merube mitzilsoy, there's no psul of suke tachas ilon, but there's a different problem. Since the anfei ha-ilon is casting shade over the sukkah, so we assume that the tzeil is coming from the ilon, and the schach kosher that's keneged ilon is commandless. And if you'll take away this schach kosher, so the whole reason the sukkah is now tzilsa merubi mechamsa is with the tziruf of the anfei ilon. So the Gemara answers, so the Gemara is, so come it's tarif, schach posel, bahadi, schach kosher. That is the second way to learn pshat in the Gemara. That is the Shittas HaRav Yoh and the Shittas HaRav. The Gemara will answer, Kshechofta. That's Oysen Veinik. Now, let us see Rashi. Hokam etz tarif schach posel, mechuba schach poselu. Tachsiv ba'ospecho, migornecho, miyikvecho, mima sha'ata ma'asev, migornecho, when you take away from the goyren, that which you make your sukkah out of, b'psoilus, goyren, k'goyin kashin, b'psoilus yekib, k'goyin ashkoilus, reikoniyos, uzmoyos. Alme tolosh b'inon, umahani tzeil ha'ilon l'tzeil haschach, la'hashlim tzilso shel sukkah. So now the tzeil ha'ilon helps to be mashlim the tzeil haschach, mahani tzeil ha'ilon the tzeil haschach la hashlim tzilso shel sukkah, to be mashlim the tzeil of the sukkah. Now most meforshim, including rishonim, learn pshat in this Rashi, umahani tzeil ha'ilon l'tzeil haschach lahashlim tzilso shel sukkah, that Rashi learned the first way we had said. It seems that the sukkah is not giving enough tzeil. Umahani tzeil ha'ilon l'tzeil haschach lahashlim tzilso shel sukkah, and it's mashlim it. That's how most mafoshim learn. And they have problems later, because later Rashi Vaisdeis Klo learns like the Rav Yoh. They have problems with this Rashi, and Rashi was Chayzer, or other Terutzim. The Pnei Yeshua says that he doesn't see anything wrong with this Rashi. This Rashi can very well learn like the Rav Yoh also. Because this Chach Kosher, that is Keneged, the Anfei Ilon is commandless, is umahani tzeil ha'ilon l'tzeil haschach lahashlim tzilso shel sukkah. I mean, the Rashi is very good, according to the Rav Yoh. So we have two mahalchim in Rashi. If Rashi learns like the Rav Yoh, or Rashi learns that it's speaking about of a sukkah that is chamsa merube mitzilso. So what did the Gemara answer? B'shechovtom. Hishpil anofav lamato. He took the anofim of this ilon. He was mashpilit. Chavot is a loshen chavot romi. He brought it down. Merovim im schach kosher. It's meurev im schach kosher. Ve'ein nirin be'en. Uschach kosher rabba olov umevatlo. The midiraise kol mili botl berube. Now let us elaborate on this Rashi. The Magen Avraham explains, if we learn like the Rav Yoh, so the kasha of the Gemara was that since the ilon is meitzel over the sukkah, so the tzeil is coming from the anfei ha'ilon, so the schach kosher shekenegde is commandless. That was the kasha kemetzarev schach kosher bahadi schach posel. If we'll say a teretz Choftom means Irvom. He mixed it up. So now it's mixed up. It's mixed up the schach. The Anfei Ha'ilon with the schach kosh. It's all mixed up together. So if it's all mixed up, so our problem is solved. That means Bemisin, we had enough schach kosher to begin with. No, the problem was, but the schach kosher that's keneged down for Elon is commander lesser, because that's closer to the sun. That's casting the shade. The minute we mix it up, so there's no problem. There's no problem whatsoever. So Bemisin, that's the Ran Taka says like that. The Ran learns like the Raviyo. And the Ran says, Choftan does not work with Bittel. You don't need Bittel anymore. The Shaila is, why do you need Roiv Schach Kosher? That Kasha the Ran asks, and let's not go into that Kasha at the present time. But Al Kaponim, the Ran says, if the problem is the Raviyo, so you don't need Bittel. Rashi says, Bittel. Rashi mentions Bittel over here. There's a Din Bittel with the whole Arichis. So let's try to understand Rashi. So if we will say that Rashi learned that the first Mahalach, that the Sukkah Tachtoina was Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa, so then there was a real problem, because Metzarev Schach Kosher, Bahadi Schach Posel, you don't have enough Schach Kosher. So the Gemara says, B'shechofton, and it is a Din Bittel. Then it's Gewaltig. If we will say that Rashi holds like the Raviyo, so then we're back to this Kasha. So why do you need a whole Din of Bittel? When it's Oiskemisht, the problem is solved. You don't need a Din Bittel, you have enough Schach Kosha. Now, perhaps we can say, and it seems there is such a Mahalach to say like this, that Choftom, let us see again the Lashon of Rashi, Hishpil Anofov Lamato. He brought down, like this, the Anofim were over the Sukkah. Hishpil Anofov Lamato. Mulovim im Schach Kosher, ve'ein Nirin Be'en. They're not Nirin Be'en. Now, what does this mean? Let us just learn for 1 minute a Rashi further Daftes Vovom at base. We'll see a Rashi in the line in Taisvis, and then we'll come back to our Rashi. The Gemara and the Daftes Vovom at base has a problem. The Mishnah Daftes Vovom at Aleph, let us see the Mishnah. This Mishnah will be Gevaldik Negeitos in our Sugya. The Mishnah says as follows. Amikare Sukosei Bishpudim Oy Baruchei Samite. Shpudim in the Ruchi Samita are Schach Posel. And he covered his Sukkah with these Shpudim. Im Yesh Revach Beinehem Komoison. So the Mishnah says, if there's a space in between each Shpud, equivalent to the space of the Shpud, so it's a kosher Sukkah. What, how is it a kosher Sukkah? You put schach there, so it's a kosher sukkah. So you have half schach posel, half schach kosher. That's how the whole sukkah is mesuchach, and that's good. So the Gemara says, "Leimet avet yufte d'rabhune berei d'rab Yeshua." The itma we learned porutz ka'imet in Hilchis Mechitze. There's aloche if it's porutz ka'imet. Rab Papa Omar Mute, d'rabhune berei d'rab Yeshua Omar Osa. So the Gemara asks, according to Rav Huna, Berei de Rav Yeshua, that says that Poritz Ka'imed is also, and you need Oimed Meruba ala Poritz, so here, you have the Schach Kosher and the Schach Posel is Poritz Ka'imed. So how is it good? That's the Gemara's question. Gemara answers a few terutzim. Rava Omar, Afilu Teima Vishayne Madif, Im hoyu nisunim shesi noisnam orev, orev noisnam shesi. Let us see Rashi. Rava Omar, afilu b'mitzamtzim, it's speaking about the spaces between the shpudim or tmamish mitzumtzim, it's porutz ka'imit. Vim hoyu nisunim hashpudim shesi, if the shpudim are going vertically, Naisnan lekanim shall schach orev. So you put the schach going horizontally. Now, so what did you accomplish? The Al-Kolchoch, in Einoi Noisen Roshei HaKanim Al-Ashpudim, if he won't put the Roshei HaKanim Al-Ashpudim, Harei HaNoiflam La'oretz. That means if the space between the Shpudim is the same space, is the same size as the Shpud, and he's putting, and the Shpudim are going vertically. Now he has to put horizontally the Schach Kosher. So if the Schach Kosher is only the size of the space, it's going to fall through. It has to brace itself. So he has to put Schach Kosher, if he wants it to rest on the Shpudim, so he has to have that the Schach Kosher is a little larger than the space, and it rests on the two Shpudim. That's what he did. So comes out that you have you have schach kosher more than schach posel. Vehilkach, so Rashi says, habole kosher meruba al posel umevatlon. So whatever the small amount that means if we will say that the schach the shpudim are a tefach thick. So the length of the schach kosher has to be a tefach and a half. So there's a quarter of a tefach resting on each shpud, but the schach kosher is more than the schach posel. So memeila, so Rashi says, havolei kosher meruba al haposel umevatlon. So this shtickle, schach posel, which is underneath the schach kosher, becomes bottle. So you have roiv schach kosher, so you have oimid meruba al haporez. That's the teretz. Zadin bitl beroi. This is niker. You look at it, you see the shpudim, you see everything. This isn't a nice gemishta taruvus. This is schach kosher laying over schach posel, and the mokim that it's laying on its mevatel. So it's called its mevatel that is a din bitl. Now let us see Taisvis. We just have to see a line of Taisvis. Taisvis dibra maschel v'ho. Now let us go to, you see on the right side, tochlem la girse marsho lahai girse. So let us see the end of the line before. Taisvis brings on Rashi's pshat. Avok shemeshana laniach kein shesi bo v'yevshe shlo yab. Umiyu kosher lahai girse lai perushe. The endoime she is battle schach posel be kosher. It's not mistaba that the schach posel become bottle to the kosher. Avo bisha kosher roi. Kimin the ein morovim ze boze, there's no tarubis. The nike kol echa bifnei atzmoi. Kemoi she perish be kuntris the shechoft on the lel. When we had a din bitol, so Rashi says, she irvon ve einoi nike, I niu posel, I niu kosher. Now, Taisus brings a Rashi and the Tesamid base, which we don't have. Doesn't say that in our Rashi. It said that in Taisus Rashi. That Rashi, it said, she irvon ve'enoi niker, ayniyu posel ba'ayniyu kosher. And our Rashi and the Tesamid base, Rashi said, she irvon, that is true. Hishbel anof of lamato me'urovim im schach kosher, ve'enirin ba'en. That's what Rashi says. But the sharp lotion that Taisvis says that it won't become bottle because Taisvis says Vein Nike Hainiu Postle by Niu Kosher, we don't have that in our Rashi. Now just a little to be mamtik a little more in this halacha of Chofton. Now we hear here that Chofton is good. So the Ramo says in Simen Tofreish Chavov, Miu, Im Hishpel Ha'anofim Lamato, Ve'ilvom Im Haschach, She'enom Nikorim, Betelem, Pasuk Ekshera. So the din of Chofton, so the Ramo says, He was mashpul da nofim, he was ma'arevit, she'enom nikorim, betelim v'asuke k'sheira. Then the remark continues, v'chein im hiniach, if he put schach kosher al schach posel, mikri erev v'kosher. He put schach kosher on schach posel, it's called erev. So the goyin says, and this is a mordchai, so he taken su this Rashi. He taken su the goin, taken su this Rashi. That's also called Erev. Im hiniach. That's also called Erev. Doesn't have to be any nicker. That's also called Erev. So now, if we will assume, and the Pnei Yeshua assumes this, that Rashi, the whole Rashi is going according to the Rabbio. So now we have a problem we mentioned before. According to the Rav Yoh, if it's mixed up together, you don't have a problem. So, L'chayre, Pshat and Rashi is, if we say Rashi holds like the Rav Yoh, that's not mixed up together. He just put the Schach Posel, Hishpilon, Hishpil Anofov Lamato, Mu'rovim im Schach Kosher. Mu'rovim im Schach Kosher does not have to mean that it's all mixed up, Veini Nikya. Mu'rovim means that it's touching it. It's that's called also mu'rovim im schach kosher. Ve'ein nirin ba'en. Ein nirin ba'en could mean it's not nire b'fnei atzmoi. It's touching the schach kosher. Schach kosher rabba olav u'mavatlam. So we could learn that if that is pshat in choftom, hishpilom, that means we have to say the word chavoit rami means you bring it down. Choftan does not mean you make a kugel out of it, you mix it up. Choftan means you bring it down. So if we bring it down, so let us understand what we said over here. We asked the kasha that the schach posel, the anfei ho'ilon, is shafing the tzeil. So what's the teretz? We brought it down. So now it's not over here, it's not five tvachim away from the schach kosher, it is resting on the schach kosher. But what did we accomplish with this? But what is shaving the tzeil? The tzeil is still the schach posel shaving the tzeil. What did we accomplish with choftan? If you learn choftan, is he mixed it up, so it's not over the schach kosher, it's not shaving the tzeil. So then we accomplished a lot, and we don't need bittel, as we mentioned before. The way the Ran says, the Magen Avraham says, you don't need bittel. But if we will say choftan only means hishpilon, so we're still, so what's the difference if it's on top or if it's on the bottom? Abo lemaisa, it is still shafing the tzeil. Just being mashpil it over the schach, you still have the anfei ho'ilon are shafing the tzeil. So what did we accomplish with this? So it's still like a mitzvah schach kosher bahadi schach posel. So Rashi says, no, if it's resting on top of the schach posel, that's called irbon. That's enough to make bittel. Just like Rashi said, after Zvova Mitbeis, that if you have more schach kosher over the schach posel, it's mevatel the schach posel, there's a din bittel, and Taisis hat zugestellt schon zu unser Gemara, the din bittel that you make that shtickel schach posel becomes schach kosher. So Rashi says the other way also, that if you'll take schach posel and put it over the schach kosher, that's enough to call it irvam. So memele, so became schach kosher. So we're saying schach kosher. So it's good. Taki shopping the tzeil. The tzeil is not coming from the amfei yilo, but it became schach kosher. The whole problem also comes to have schach posel by the schach kosher. So speaking about yilo, and therefore Rashi is marich. The midiraisa kol mili bottle berube. I mean, at Torah, everything becomes bottle beroy. Now, why does Rashi have to say such a statement? I mean, at Torah, everything comes bottle beroy. So the Moray Mesodis says pshat in Rashi, that Rashi is saying, amoyre di kizach. We have to understand one more thing. We have to understand that the Mishnah did not tell us what the schach was made out of. And it could very well be the schach is made out of bamboos. And the ilon is an oak tree. So, Memele, how we pass Taruvis over here? You can, it's Einei Minoi. It's Einei Minoi. You can tell, you can see, it's Nikar, it's Nikar, this is an oak, this is a bamboo. I mean, what are you gonna do over here? So therefore, the Morei Misodis says, Rashi says, Mina Teire, call me Li Bottle Beruba, full of Nikar Isa. With the Rabbonin, if it's Nikar Isa, you have to take out the Isa. But Mina Teire becomes Bottle. Amore de Kazakh. He says that's why Rashi, Lushitosi, Rashi holds Tam Ki Iker is only awesome with the Rabbana Minatera becomes bottle. Even though it's also called Niker Ha'isa, because you taste the Tam. It's also bottle Minatera. There Rashi uses the same lotion. Minatera Komili bottle Berube. So Memele, because Tamatisa Moisicha Merube Mehem Ksheira. So if we learn according to the Pnei Yeshua, and we say, that we still need bittul. I mean, the Bnei Yeshua said the Rashi learns like the Rabbi Yo. And Rashi still says you need bittul. So lechayre, I think this is pshat in Rashi. That Rashi l'shitosoi, that the din bittul is not necessary, me'ure v'neinei nikir. And agav uche, there's a meiridike levush, and simen tof reish lamed beis, sif aleph. The Levush also says that, he says that if you have a sukkah ketana, and you have a little less than, or maybe, I think it's a full of three tefachim, of schach posel, and the rest is schach kosher, the schach posel becomes bottle to the schach kosher. Maybe pochus mishloi shardin shenish. The schach posel becomes bottle to the schach kosher. So the Levush asks on himself, how can it become bottle? It's nikar. How can it become bottle? So the Levush says one teretz. He says, where do you know the whole din bittel? From Acher Rabin Lahata, he's from Besden. He says, there it's also nikar. These are Mechayir, and these Aser. These Pater. It's also nikar. There's a din bittel over there, he seemed to say, that the Mu'otim become bottle to the Roy. It's considered like you have a psak of Roy, of a, you know, Besden to Paskin. So you have 13 Mechayvim and the miut of 11 Poitrim. So you need 24 to be Mechayiv. So what's, where's the, so it's called that the miut becomes bottled to Beroy when you have a Besden of 24, which are Mechayiv. That's how it works. So he said that, he says the whole din bit of Beroy is also by Nikir Ha'isa. Akaponim, that could be Pshat and Rashi. Let us go further. Maile memre. Now that is b'shechofton. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So that is the Ibrin the Gemara. I b'shechofton maile memre. So what's the chiddush? It's poshut. It's mamish. So the more mal de taimen nigza heiched de choftom heiched de oto heiched de loy choftom. Maybe he'll be matter a filler without choftom. Kamash Malon the Loy Gozrinam. Let us see Rashi. Maile Memre. Lomo Leile Rovo Le Meimer Ksheira. Why does Rovo have to tell us that if it's Chamsa Mirubim Mitzilsa, it's kosher? Lemas Nisan Lomo Leile Meimer Kila Sobis Eich Abayis Lashminin De Loy Posel El Dumye De Bayis. So say Rovo, say the Mishnah is telling us this din, that if the Elon is Chamsa Merube Mitzilosa, it's kosher. Zogt Rashi, Hailav Tachas Shnei Schochimu. The Badim Sukkah is not underneath Shnei Schochim. The Kivin, the Chamsoi Merube, since the Chamsoi Merube, the Anof of Muotim, so it's Chamsei Merube, the Anof of Muotim. Uschach Kosher Rabbe Olof. So Rashi says there's no two Schochim, number one. Kiven Chamsei Merube. Uschach Kosher Rabbe Olof. And the Schach Kosher is Rabbe Olof. Mehechi Teisi Lemilpsu. So why should it be possible? Lav Mishum Shnei Schochim. Tochat Schochehu. It is one schach. The lav mishum mechuberikem. The bottle ei berubem. Because it's bottle beroyp.
Now Rashi, when Rashi is explaining why, if the Ilon is Chamse Merube Mitzilse, it is kosher, so Rashi is working on two fronts. There'd be two reasons to passel it, Shnei Schochem, and Mitzarev Schach Posel. And Rashi, to emphasize, so Rashi says, there's no reason to passel both. Al Shnei Schochem, it's Chamse Merube. Als Mechube, it's Bottle Boreiv. So Lachaire, Rashi means to say as follows. The psul of Sukkah Tachas Ilon, Sukkah Tachas Sukkah, Sukkah Tachas Habayis, we learn out later in the Gemara, Sukkas, one should be under one Sichuch and not under two Schochis. And two Schochis is a Bayis is two Schochis, a Ilon is two Schochis, and another Sukkah is two Schochis. That's it, there's a psul of two Schochis. When is a, we had a Rashi on the Beis Omed Aleph, Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa is posel, Rashi says, because Amid Botel Boroiv, Varehu Kemisha Einoi, Vashem Aschach Kori Sukkah. A Sichuch is something that protects. If it's Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa, it's not called a Sichuch. So Memele, that's Lechere, so Rashi is saying over here, so what could be wrong? Al Shnei Schochoi, since the Ilon is Chamsa Merube Mitzilsa, it's not a Sichuch. That's what Rashi says. The king of the Chamsa Merube, the Anof of Muwotem. So it's not called to Schochis. Al Schach Posel, there's only one Schach here. Al Schach Posel, Mishum Mechube Itz, the bottle is berube. So then the schach posel is bottle beroyd. Now, I'd like to mention there's a kasha, a meiridike kasha that the Marsho in our sugya brings down from his brother. His brother asked the kasha, what, according to the Rav Yoh, according to Rav Yod, Rav Yod hold that Schach Posel is Posel Masha Kenegdai. So why do you need a new din of Sukkah Tachas Ilon? It's a psalimud. Sukkah Tachas Ilon is no good. It's Poshit. If it's a Sukkah Tachas Ilon, so the Anfeya Ilon are Posel Masha Kenegdai, so my mail, it's Posel. So why do you need a psalimud? A new din of Sukkah Tachas Ilon, a new din of Shtei Schochis, it's Poshet. I mean, I feel like Chamsa Bo Metzilsan Pasos. Why didn't he do that Tzilsa Bo Chamsa Pasos? That's the Masho brings down this Kasha. It could be, we'll hear perhaps a Raya from Rashi later, that the Psul of Shtei Schochis is a psul in the bottom sichuch. That means if the bottom sichuch is not the only sichuch, it's a tachas sichuch, so it's a psul in the bottom sichuch. Therefore, before you say a din bittel, you have to make sure that the bottom sichuch is a kosher sichuch. If the bottom sichuch would not be a kosher sichuch, let's say if there's a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah, so where do you have a din bittel over here? The bottom sichuch is also possible. It's possible because sukkah tachas sukkah. So what'll be mevatel? Be passed or bittel? Bittel only passed if you have possible in kosher. So the kosher is mevatel the possible. If there's a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah, so memele, so the there's a psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. So the bottom sichuch is also possible sichuch. So pass or filu. So the, it passed not a musig of bittel since the bottom sichuch is also possible. So let us go to, so Rashi went by hadrogim. Rashi said like this, then we'll come to the kasha and the rabiyot. And the psul of shtei schoches, that was the first thing Rashi had to talk about. The psul of shtei schoches, there's no two schoches over here. Because the ilon is chamsa merube mitzilsa. So it's not a sukkah tacha sukkah. The ilon is not a sukkah. Because it's Chamsim Rubi Mitzilso. So Memele, so the bottom schach is kosher schach. It's kosher schach. There's nothing wrong with it. So now Rashi says, I else the psul mechuba. So it's bottle beroyed. So that means, After there's no psul of sukkah, tachas sukkah, then we can have a din of bittul b'roiv. But let us say, if you'll have an ilon, which is tzilso meruba mechamso, and you'll be ma'arev this ilon with roiv schach kosher, from a sukkah vayis tachos, the only chofton only helps b'chamso meruba mechamso. By tzilso meruba mechamso doesn't help chofton. So the shayla is, why not? Why doesn't help Chofton? If the only chesaron would be the Rav Yos chesaron, that the schach posel is shaffing the tzel, so Chofton should help. Yeah, I'll have Roiv, so Roiv will help. You don't need shishim, you need Roiv. So this is still some Rub Mechamse, so, but I'll have more schach kosher. Why doesn't Chofton help by an Elon that is still some Rub Mechamse? Because it seems like that. The Mishnah is speaking about Chofton, and the Mishnah says, when is Chofton good? It's no good. Why is the Taka no good? Because there's a new din of Sukkot Tachas Ilon, Shteis Chochis. So the Barim Sichach becomes Posel. When the Barim Sichach becomes Posel, so Memele, you don't have to be Mevatel. So that's why you need the din of Sukkot Tachas Ilon. If there wouldn't be a din of Sukkot Tachas Ilon, Safilo the Ilon would be Tilsa Merube Mechamsa, Chofton could also help. Oh, well, we see the Seder in Rashi. Rashi says there's no psul of Shnei Schochim, because it's Chamsa Merube. There's no psul of Schach Posel, because it's Batel Baroiv. Shma mino mehocha. Now, Rashi goes further. From here we can derive shemisachachin al kanei agag shekoyin latish. That one is permitted, there were boards that used to support the roof. And when it came sukkis, they took off the roof, and these boards were left. So Rashi says, Shma mino mahoche shemesachechim al kanei hagag shekoyren latish. Af al pi shesmuchais zu lezu bepoches migimu. Even though the smuchais elezeh, abakivin shechamson merube mitzilson. But since it's chamson merube mitzilson, this is good. We'll go a little further and then we'll come back. Ba'oima Rebbe, Dizehu hashir kshehakanim v'ha'avir kshebineyem b'shova. When is it called chamsa merube mitzilso? If the kanim and the avir are equal, that's called chamsa merube mitzilso, k'di omar k'zuzu mele'el k'ispere mele'tachas. It is mentioned on that base on that Aleph Shitas Rashi is that k'zuzu mele'el k'ispere mele'tachas means if you have a space in the sichuch, the size of a zuz, on the ground, it's the size of an istre, and an istre is larger than a zuz. And pshat is that the chama is nispashit. So if you have, so therefore Rashi learns, if lamalo, it's porutz ka'oimit, yev schach kosher, and avir, lamato, it's chamsa merube mitzilsa. That's Rashi shita. Uba'oid. Shehena kisui vakanim bishove ein tzorich l'naneya. You don't have to be menaneya. Yeah. Avon makanim rabo, but if there's more kanim than spaces, noitel achas min bentai, then you noitel achas min bentai. Now, let us try to understand what was bothering Rashi. Rashi said, from here you can learn Mesachachin al Gabi Latish, even though the Steich Gimel. Afa Bisha Smuchai Zula Zuba Pachis Migimel. Now, Al Kaponim, we see from Rashi that Rashi held that it is be a mokim to pasel if it's Steich Gimel. What's the mokim tapasel? The mokim tapasel is, because if the teich gimel, so we'll say lovut, and we'll say that we'll attach, not only will attach, we'll fill up the spaces in between with this latish, so we have a whole we have a whole area of latish. The whole sukkah is covered with a sheet of latish. Al slavod, we have a sheet of latish. And what will happen if we have a sheet of latish? So it would seem that there's a psul of shtei schachas. You have your two schachas over here. You have the latish and the schach kosher. You have here a psul of shtei schachas. So why is it no problem? So where did Rashi see that there's no problem? Rashi saw in our Gemara. We're in our Gemara because it says you're mashpul the Elon on the Schach Kosher. That's how we wanted to learn. Shat, we'll see later. It's Mordek Meduyi. You mashpul the Elon on the Schach Kosher. No, an Elon, Vinish V, Mistama, the branches is Takechamse, Merube, Mitzilsa, but Mistama, the Elon, the branches are Teich Gimel. Not the Elon that was speaking of, that's Chamse, Merube, Mitzilsa, means that good, there's more, there's equal spaces, a little bit more spaces between the Ante Elon. But the Zicha, Mistama, that's an Elon, let's be practical, the Zicha, Teich Gimel, Tvachim, the between one branch and another branch. So why don't you say Lovut? So why it should be a psul of shtei schoches? Is raya, you don't say lovud. Don't say lovud. Why don't you say lovud? So you can say two mahalchim in Rashi. Either you don't say lovud, because you don't say lovud lahachmir. That's how the Magen Avraham mentions such a svar. You don't say lovud lahachmir. Finished. Or perhaps you can say that lovud won't make it a sichuch. Because still, it doesn't protect. With all the lovud, like they tell over the story, that a person could not figure out how the ganav came into sukkah, it was mamish sosum with lovud. But lovud won't help the situation. The cham is going to come in side by side. So it's not called a sichuch. If the shame sichuch means that it's a cheches min achayriv, it protects, it's still not a sichuch. Lovud ahin, lovud aher, it's not a sichuch. So memeilus, so there's no psulam shtei schoches. But Rashi had to bring a raya to this. We'll look in the Riyaz. The Riyaz brings down the sheet that it's possible. You say lovud and it's possible. The Riyaz says like that. So Rashi says, no, I have a raya from our Gemara. Iskan shoyel aben, Rashi had to figure out by latish that it's good if it's toich gimel. L'chayra, we just mentioned a Mishnah before. So he said so it's kosher. So you see there that it's good. Why did Rashi have to bring a raya from a Gemara that says, so why didn't Rashi bring a raya from that Mishnah? So it could be, we could say two terutzim. One terutz we could say. Number one, maybe that Mishnah is speaking about a sukkah gedoyla. The shpudim are three tvachim wide. The spaces are three. You want to bring a raya from the Mishnah? I'll tell you, the Mishnah is speaking about that the shpudim are three tvachim wide. The spaces are three tvachim wide. There's no lovud over there. So therefore, Rashi said, but by that in the Mishnah, you'll tell me that. But in the case of by an Elon, the Zicha, no, three tvachim between one branch and another branch. Ba'afal pikein, it's good. See, you don't say lovud to make it a sichuch. One teretz. A second teretz we could say, that ba'emes in poshib shat in the Mishnah, these are akimtas of a meroim. Poshib shat in the Mishnah's im yesh revach b'nei means, that he put this chach between the revach. So if he put this svach between the revach, there's no lovud. You don't have the whole din of lovud is, if you would have a space between one shput and another shput, so you'll say lovud. But if he put svach kosher here, so there's no lovud bechlal. So therefore, you don't have a raya from that Mishnah. Masha ain't came over here by us, by our Mishnah, and especially the way we said that Rashi learned, he's putting it on top. So that means there's nothing between the branches. You have your schach kosher that's covering the sukkah, and then your branches on top of it, and you have a real lovud over here. So here we have a raya, that even though there's lovud, there's no problem. Let's go further in Rashi. V'chol loshen chavote shebahashas, loshen hashpola. That's a tight chavote, hashpola, you're mashpola. That's it, you bring it down. Not more than that. V'ameforish chavote tlishe oishlife. The one who is meforish, and this, Rabbeinu, this is the Rambam Shita, that chavote means he was tlishe, or your shlifa, that means it's not connected. Taya is it completely detached from the Elon, or is it still a little detached? What do they accomplish with this tlisha? Deimachubahu, if it's still attached, mayahani. So what did you accomplish with chavote? It's still machubah. Vitalishu, if it's completely detached. Oktoni oikotetzon. That's the next Mishnah. We'll see. Choftan oikotzos on mechlal bereishim mechuborim. Boy, di tolushu, if it's tolush, tzilsa meru. So why doesn't choftan help by tzilsa meru be mechamsa? Amai loy haloy noflu al aschach. It fell on the schach. So he cut it. Lechayre Rashi means to say like this. Rashi means to say that if a person will cut schach and it falls, it will cut branches, I'm sorry, and falls on the schach. So l'chayre, even though he didn't put it on the schach, but that's the aloch of bitke demaye, that means the aloch of bitke demaye is if there's a dam and there's something that's being soysim, there's a stone that's holding back the water from going through, there's a wall and there's a hole in the wall. There's a stone that's stuffing the hole. A person takes out the stone, and the first stream of water that comes, it goes and kills someone. Someone is next to this water, and I'll take out the stone, and by taking out the stone, the water will be able to rush through, and the force of the water will kill someone. So I'm called a retzeiach. That is called myself. That means taking away, if you have a force, and there's something that's being meineya, the force from going. And you're taking away the meineya, so the force that comes, the koyach rishon is considered, it's your koyach. You created, you are mesavev this koyach rishon, so it's considered like your, it's your koyach. So Memela Rashi says, if you have a branch, why wasn't this branch on top of the sukkah? What do you mean? No, why wasn't on top of the sukkah? Because it was attached to the tree. So the tree was holding up the branch. When I'll go and I'll cut this branch, so it comes and now it falls on the sukkah. It fell on the sukkah because of me. That means I wanted it to fall on the sukkah. That's chavton, tolshon. That means I want it should be schach for the sukkah. So in other words, it's considered like I took schach tolush and I put it on the sukkah. It's my maaseh. That's called tasa v'loimi na'osu. It came by itself. I put it there. So memele, amai loy, so what's wrong with it? So I feel like the tree would be tzilsa merube mechamsa, and I'm going to climb up the tree and cut each branch, it'll also be a kosher sukkah. Amai loy, alay noflu ala schach. Gabi hidlo ala amai boy sichu chalbe mehem, if you cut it, so memele, so this is kosher schach. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, the kids, so that's the whole arichis. So the Gemara says, so what's the chiddush? I would think you guys are chavton, not eicha, the loy chavton. The ike mishum mechuba, the mitzar of schach posel, the kosher, the einei meurev veineim, u lechudei koi, the loy bottle. So he tells us, we weren't geyser. Frag the Gemara weiter, honami tanin. We learned this also. You don't need a Mishnah to tell us this. We learned we're not goyza. Hidlo oleo es agefen besadlas besakisus. All these three things, gefen, delas, and kisus. Kisus is ivy, which is really a vine, and the other is also this, a grapevine, and delas is also a type of a vine that has some gourd that grows on it, but it's a vine. Hidlo oleo es agefen besadlas besakisus. That means he spread over the sukkah. That means he spread over this vine. That this vine was not on the sukkah, it was over the sukkah. Hidro leo es a geffen, es a dlas, es a kieses. Vesichech al gabon psula. Now, it's a very interesting ran. The ran says, vesichech al gabon means another case. That this was, another case was, that he had used this geffen and dlas for schach, and he put schach kosher on top of it. In both cases, psula. So now it will become kosher if you have roiv schach kosher, or you have kotzitzon. It's like the Gemara, now this case of sichuch harbe mehem, hechi domi, ilay me bishaloi chofton, in the first case of the Mishnah, hidlo leas a geffen. That means it's over it, it's spread over it, the geffen, and this is underneath it, and this roiv schach kosher, it's like the Gemara, Ilein b'shaloi choftom o kametztarev schach posel im schach kosher, elo lav kshechoftom, ushmami lo doloi gazrinon. So again, so why do you need our Mishnah to tell us chamsa merube mitzilsa? His kosher, by choftom, it's mucha from yena Mishnah. Shmami lo doloi gazrinon, ma de taimani mili b'diyevet. I would think only b'diyevet this is kosher. Hidlov, he had done it already. Avala chatchil aloi. Chatchil, you're not allowed to do it. It's kamash malon. Our Mishnah that afke, that afala chatchil at smutta. Let us see Rashi. Hidlov. Heirim uposhat olehom. He lifted up and spread over it. Kain dalei shekelen trailo. Kisos eisav mispashit ma'oid. Bisharosho Kilon, the Ikroi Kilon, the Kairloi Idro, this is Ivy, Mispashit Voila Alachimis. Psula Mishum Mechuba. Hechidomi Sichachabimem the Marshalay Bibitu. Idoloi Hofton, the Loi Botel, a Mike Sharon. Hokamitstar, the Nimso Misachach Bimachuba. Now let us see Rashi further. Is Misachach Bimachuba. Like Rashi, va'af al pi shehu rochik umuvdo, af al pi shehu rochik umuvdo. Now let us understand Rashi's kasha. Rashi is asking an hidlo, heirim uposhet olel. That means that this vine, what we're speaking about, is not directly over the schach. It's there's a space in between. It's muvdul from the schach. Af al pi shehu rochek umuvdul. So what's the problem? So lochayra this Rashi, when he's like the Rabbio. So Rashi and Akasha, mishleime by branches, nu memela, the big branches of rice. Obo, this vine, it's, binashviya vine isn't so thick. And rochik umuvdul. So what's the problem? What's the kasha kometzarev schach kosher b'hadi schach posel? It's not doing anything. It's not shaving any. It's rochik umuvdul. Marbuhu esatzel. Is it no? It is still giving tzel. V'tzorach liyay tzilsa merubi mechamso levad mezeh. And you need tzilsa mechamso levad mezeh. So here this Rashi would seem already like the Ravyo. Here already Rashi seems to say klo like the Rabbio. The Sfas Emes wants to say, interessante zach, he wants to say that Rashi before was not like the Rabbio, and this Rashi is like the Rabbio. So, what happened? So Sfas Emes wants to say a very interesting thing, that Rashi held the Rabbio's svara only applies if the tap sichach was put there with an intention lisachech. Then we say the whole lomdus of the Ravyo that this is the Ika Sichuch. So Memele, by an Elon that was planted there 200 years ago and now there's some branches over it. So there you don't say the Ravyo Svore. Masha Enkein, Hidlo Leho. Here it's speaking about he spread it over. He wanted it should cover it. Here already Rashi speaks out, Rocha Bitraktano, the Ravyo Svore. And then Rashi says, Afo Pike. Elo the chofton, the bottle, agav kosher, vahavalei kulei kosher. The yevet, diktoni, hidlo. Ask if he did it already, and here it says, afilu lechatchil. Now let us see further the Gemara. סוכה על גבי סוכה. תנא רבנן. בסוכה עשתישבו, ולוי בסוכה שתחה סוכה. ולוי בסוכה שתחה סעילון. ולוי בסוכה שבסויך הבייס. פרק דגמור אדרבה, בסוכה הסתרתי מש, מפקרת, שתנתו סוכה. אמר רב נחמן בר יצחק, בסוכס כסיב. שתנתו בן סוכה. אמר רב ירמי, פעמים ששתי, נאו תוקם בן הסוכה תחה סוכה. טוב, הוא לא אין דגמור דבר רשי לנספשט. פעמים ששתיים קשירס. Sometimes both סוכס are kosher. The top סוכה, the bottom סוכה. פעמים ששתיים פסולויס. Sometimes both סוכס are פוסול. פעמים שתחתוין הקשירו, ואויינו פסולו. At the bottom סוכס kosher, the top סוכס פוסול. פעמים שתחתוין הפסולו, ואויינו קשירו. The other way around. Now he's going to start explaining. Pomim sheshtayim ksheirois, heichi domi. How could you have a sukkah tach a sukkah and both are kosher? Ki goin shetach toino chamsa merube mitzilosa. The bottom sukkah is chamsa merube mitzilosa. Vohol yoino tzilsa merube mechamosa. And dol yoino tzilsa merube mechamosa. Vekaimo el yoino besoich esrim. And the schach of the Elyon is Teich Esrim of the Karke of the Tachtoin. So let's understand this, so it's Poshit. The bottom Sukkah doesn't have a Sichuch on it, because it's Chamsa Merube Mitzilse. So that means that the top Schach, which is Poches Mi Esrim, is shading two areas. It's shading the top Sukkah, and it's shading the bottom Sukkah. But the bottom sukkah is not called a sukkah tacha sukkah because it doesn't have any srach over it. It's chamsa merube mitzilsa. Pa'omim sheshteyim psulis, both of them are apostle. Heichidom, ki goin de tavayu tzilson merube mechamsa. Both are tzilson merube mechamsa. Vikaim el yoino lemailo me'esrim amo. And el yoino is lemailim me'esrim amo from the roof of the tachtin. So memele, so the bottom one is posel, al suke tacha suke. The top one is posel, because it's sichuch l'mayla miyesrim. Ba'kaim al yoyna l'mayla miyesrim amu. Pa'omim shetachtoyna ksheiro, bal yoyna psulo. The tachtoyna is kosher, and the yoyna is posel. Heichi domi, ki goin shatachtoino tzilso merube mechamoso, vel yoino chamoso merube mitziloso. So memele, so the al yoino is not a sichuch, because it's chamso merube mitziloso. So the al yoino is posel, it doesn't posel the tachtoino, it's not a suke tacha suke, because the al yoino is not a suke. Vikaimi tarvayu besoich esrim. But the Elyon is also besoich Esrim of the Karkois of the Tachtoin. Here we'll see Rashi why the Gemara has to say this. Upamim shel Yoino ksheiro betachtoin epsulo. Heichidon mikoin te tavayu tzilson merube mechamsom. Bekaim Elyono besoich Esrim of the Gag of the Tachtoin. So memele the Elyon is a kosher esuke. The Tachtoin is posel al suke tach esuke. Let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, Ochi Garsin, Stein Gsheres Hechidom, Gegoin Shatachtoine, Chamsa Merube Metziloso, Vel Yoino Tzilso Merube Mechamsa, Vekaimo El Yoino Besoich Esrim. And El Yoino is Besoich Esrim. Stein Gsheres Hechidom, Gegoin Tavayu Tzilso Merube Mechamsa, Vekaimo El Yoino Lamaylo Mecho. Tachtoine ksheiro, vel yoina psulom. Eichi domi, ki goin sha tachtoine tzilsa merube mechamsa, vel yoina chamsa merube mitzilsa, vekaime tabayu besoichof. Vel yoina ksheiro, vel tachtoine psulom. Eichi domi, goin sha tabayu tzilsa merube mechamsa, vekaime el yoina besoichof. Pshito, tachtoine ksheiro, vel yoina psulom. Tzichalei, salkadaitach, nigzadu mitztav schachpos. We didn't learn that yet. Veloi gosine bo, si yumach goin da kaim el yoina. Uperushe, now Rashi will explain. Shteyim ksheireis heichidomi. כגוין שהתחתוינו חמסו מרובה, ושכח דידו כמנדלסו, ותרוויו מסקשרן בשכח האליין. So both are kosher with the schach ha'elyon. So then the din is the word that both are kosher. They have one common schach, the schach ha'elyon. Vuhu dekaim ha'elyone b'seichof la'oretz, ba'be schach kosher af la'achshir tachtoine. It's a schach kosher to be machshir the tachtoine. Tachsach me, I'm not 100% sure, but tachsach me, in this case, with the tachtoine schamse merubi mitzilse, and the Elyoyne is Silsa Merubi Mechamsen. Rashi says that Abayu Miskashrin Bischacha Elyoyne. So even though we learned on the Aftesa Madal that the Schach is also Bahano, that's me the Schach of the Tachtoyne won't be also Bahano, because that's not doing anything. It's the Schach, Rashi says, the Schach of the Tachtoyne is from the Elyoyne. So Memele, so that's me the Schach of the Tachtoyne won't even be also Bahano. It's not called, it's not functioning as Schach. Yeah, that's one case. Shteyem psulois, v'kaima al-yoyna l'mayla michov, v'kaima al-yoyna l'mayla michov, l'gago shel tachtoyna, shehi kako iso shel al-yoyna, so both apostles. Tachtoyna ksheirov al-yoyna psula hechidomi, kegoyin sha tachtoyna tzilso merube. Tischach shel al-yoyna, lav schachu, v'lemivsulo tachtoyna mishum suke tachas suke. Well, yoina psula, mishum de chamsa merubi mitzilsa. Now, uchigoin de kaimi tarvayu besoif chof loorez. Both are teichof. De I el yoina le mailo mi esrim. Now, the yoina is chamsa merubi mitzilsa. The tachtoina is silsa merubi mechamsa. So Rashi says, de el yoina le mailo mi esrim, af tachtoina psula, mishum de mitztarev, schach posel, bahadi kosher, Mishum deschach lemaile meyesrim psulom. So here we see from Rashi Klo, the Rashi holds like the Rabbi Yo. Here's enough in the Rashi. Here there's nothing more to talk about. Here Rashi says Klo, if the Elyoyne is chamsa merube mitzilsa, and it's lemaile michof, it will pass through the tachtoina, which is tzilsa merube mechamsa. So Rashi says, well, because schach lemaile michof is schach posul, and it will pass. So here we see Klo like the Rabbi Yo. So the Svasemis says, according to Isyasod, is very good, because here it also was made L'shem Sichuch. The Tapsuke was also made L'shem Sichuch. So Memele, so then, when it's made L'shem Sichuch, Rashi Zicha holds that, like the Rabbi Yom. According to Bnei Yeshua, Rashi always held like the Rabbi Yom. Avol ki koi b'soichof, but when it is in toichof, litztarif. Let it be mitzurif. So what's going on then? It's mitzurif. But it's chach kosher. Ubelvach le yeitzilsa merubi mechamsa, the tifsel tachtoine mishum suki tachasuki. Heichi domi the tachtoine psula mishum suki tachasuki v'kaim al yoyne b'seichof legaga shal tachtoine du kakeisa dal yoyne. That is the case, tachtoina psula or yoina ksheira. Frek the Gemara, let's go back to the Gemara. Frek the Gemara, pshita. So all these things that Rabbi Yirmiya said, everything is poshet. So what we need this whole, all these four klolim, everything is poshet. The Gemara says, tachtoina ksheira or yoina psula it's trichalei. Tachtoina ksheira val yoine psulit trichalei. Mao de teime nigzer dilme mit starev schach posel bahavi schach kosher komash melo. Sagt Rashi, pshite, te chichad minayu chamsa mirube, lav suki tacha suki, umayash mina rabbi. What is he telling us? He says, in the case, tachtoina ksheira, tachtoina is silsa mirube mechamsa. Well, yoine psulit sich like the kaimel yoine beseichov. So, nachtotain is ksheire, it's a kosher suke, and it's not suke tacha suke, because yoine is chamsim rubi mitzilsa. Mal de teimen nigzer le mifsel tachtoina, we should pass all the tachtoina also. Mishum zimnen de kaimel yoine le mailom. maybe the yoine will be lemailo, will be lemailo mechot, lemasika daiti lemeichesha tachtoin, and he won't think about it. Mishum tziru poslim kosher. He won't worry himself about the schachal yoino. Why? Umidachozi le'elyin chamsa merube. He'll see the elyin is chamsa merube. So the commander lesu. So what is it? It's garnish. V'loi posel le'tachtoinem. So memele, that means if you'll say that the tachtoine is tzilsa merube mechamsa. And the elyin is chamsa merube mitzilsa. You'll tell me it's kosher. I'm afraid he might be marshered. I feel the yoine is lamaila michov from the lamaila michov from the kakoisa tachtoine, and there will be puzzle. Kamash melon the loygos rinen ho otuho. So that's the chiddush that we're not goyzer ho otuho.